The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN friends. Welcome to Friday's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, sorry about yesterday. We did not get you out of show. Unfortunately, I got caught in a monsoon downpour. Took me a while to get home last night, so we're going to try and make that up for you today. Speaking of today, it is the 17th of August, 2018. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 3 days now. Coming your way right now, probably a little over 5 minutes. All right, first big story, Apple being hacked. Yes, an Australian teenager is facing criminal charges now because he's been accessing Apple's back-end network for quite a few times over the past year. Now, the funny thing about this, his lawyer is saying this is all out of love because he admired the company so much and he just dreamed of working there. This might be the wrong way of getting their attention. Apparently, he managed to download about 90 gigabytes of secure files and even customer accounts. He apparently also accessed other parts of the network infrastructure, although we don't know what parts those are quite yet. He also developed multiple back doors, meaning gave him a lot of ways of getting back in. So how do we know we got the right guy? Well, first and foremost, he still lives at his parents' house. Of course, we got IP addresses too. Oh, and they even found a folder on his Mac saying, "Hacky Hack Hack." Yeah, that contained all those lovely stolen files. Now, according to Apple, as of today, they're saying he didn't take anything that was case-sensitive data from customers. So don't worry about a whole, like, credit card breaches and all this sort of stuff is what they're saying. I'm going to err on the side of caution right now and say, just keep an eye on things, because you never know. Microsoft and Amazon have joined forces. Actually, it's more like Alexa and Cortana have kind of gotten the hookup together. Meaning now on your Windows 10 PC, you can say, "Hey Alexa," or "Hey Cortana." And vice versa, you can do the same thing with your Amazon Echo device. Now, this is coming out just in the U.S. as of today and will slowly be rolling out elsewhere. And of course, Microsoft and Amazon are hoping that this partnership will give their customers more advantage. Basically, with the old thinking that two heads are better than one. Or in this case, two AI. Eyes are better than one. Now, when are they going to team up with Siri? Sorry. More lovely information that was kind of given away kind of news here. Twitch. Yeah, they had a little glitch. In an email, Twitch is actually warning users that it may have exposed some of their messages to other users on accident. Apparently, there was a bug that would misfile older messages that other people could download them and then read them at their leisure. Now, they did say even though there was personal messages, most were these promotional announcements that went out to everyone who subscribed to certain channels. But mixed in with those were definitely some private messages as well. So, Twitch users, if you had little hacks or game codes or something, a way of getting around and you didn't think anybody else knows, they might know now. And finally, the iPhone. Remember back when Steve Jobs introduced this thing and said, "Stylus, throw that crap out. You already have one. It's called your finger." Well, that sound you're hearing right now, that's Steve Jobs rolling around in his grave. Yeah, it kind of looks like iPhones here in 2018, they're going to get stylus support. Although I'm sure it's not just any stylus. From what we're hearing, it's going to be the pencil, as in Apple's pencil. Yes, rumors are now floating around, maybe because of that hack they had, saying that the new 2018 OLED iPhones are gonna work with Apple's Pencil. Now, yeah, the Pencil, it's kind of big. Works well on the iPad, but maybe not so much on the iPhone. Hence, rumor number two, that the company's gonna release a smaller Pencil this year, too, to go right along with that new iPhone. Now, of course, this all remains to be seen. Nothing's concrete yet. But one thing's for sure, even just talking about this means it's an entirely different ballgame at Apple now. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website powered by TSO Host. That is where you can get subscribed to our podcast. You can check out our blog reviews. It's all over there for you. Also, we're on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. If you're not already, come join us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend, but we'll be back on Monday. Don't worry, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's gonna happen over the weekend. But until then, it is Friday, time to party. Have a good one, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.